ESPN 960, and it's time for Keeping Up with the Cougars. Brought to you by Odeon Menswear, proudly outfitting young professionals, young adults, boys, and missionaries across the globe with quality suits and apparel. Find a location near you or odeonmenswear.com.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country, filling in for Ben Criddle. I'm Sean Walker from KSL.com. Former BYU defensive back Brian Logan. Ronald Weaver, the third executive producer of ESPN 960, keeping us on track in the booth and making sure we don't get canceled. Kevin Lee on the socials. Hit us up at ESPN 960 Sports, at Criddle Benjamin, if you want to get involved in the conversation. We're going to get out and welcome in a good friend of the program, a personal friend of mine. I've known her for years, way longer than she remembers. I covered her in high school, and now she's a professional soccer player. Former BYU women's soccer star, Michaela Coulihan, now Michaela Clough. Kayla, I apologize. I might call you by your maiden name several times today. It's nothing personal, Jackson, I promise. But keeping up with the Cougars is brought to you by Odeon Menswear, which wants to give away a free bundle to ESPN 960 listeners valued at $600 or $250 this month between now and December 22nd. Full details are available at ESPN960Sports.com. Suit up for the holidays with Odeon Menswear, located at four locations on the Wasatch Front, and odeonmenswear.com. That's odeonmenswear.com. I recognize that laugh from anywhere, Michaela Coulihan or Michaela Clough, as we should call her, but because my memory is terrible, I'm going to make that mistake at least seven times. Kayla, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be on.
And my apologies to Jackson. Please tell him it's nothing personal when I call you by your maiden name. It really is. I think the first time I interviewed you, actually, it was your sophomore year at Davis, I think it was.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've known you for a lot longer as Kayla Coulihan than Kayla Clough.
I don't blame you. I sometimes have to catch myself too, so no worries.
That's fair. Well, Michaela Clough, former star for the BYU women's soccer team, now the inaugural player, I think is how our mutual friend Trey Fitzgerald is naming you, the inaugural player of the relaunched Utah Royals FC, coming back home. You played the last couple of years in Orlando. How does it feel to be coming back home to be playing professional soccer as kind of the face of a new Royals franchise here in Sandy and at America First Field?
Yeah, it feels great. I've expressed multiple times now how it's just been hard to put it into words. And now that it's been a bit since it's been announced and officially true that I'm coming home, I've been able to kind of come to terms with it and just can't be more excited and ready to get started with the Royals.
Does it feel a little bit extra real than when you were working through the paperwork, trying to figure out the trade between the Royals and Orlando, figuring out the press release, that kind of thing? Does it feel a little bit more real as you see not only your signing, but some former friends of yours that are also signing with the Royals now, other players from around the league that are joining you? Utah just barely added another player today, a recent champion with San Diego, with the San Diego Wave. Does it feel even more real as you start seeing now your teammates that are kind of going to be joining you in Utah?
Yeah, for sure. That definitely helps make it feel more real as I see the team coming together and kind of get familiar with the people that we'll have around. But also, I think being in the off season, it's kind of difficult to feel truly official until that first day of preseason when we're all together and out on the field together. I think that's when it will officially kind of come to fruition for me.
Well, I think you got a little bit of news today. The NWSL offseason calendar and then 2024 season calendar kind of started to trickle out a little today. The preseason will start January 22nd. Is that sort of the target date now for you as you go full steam ahead until the end of January and let's go, let's get ready?
Yeah, for sure. That's the date I've had marked on my calendar, and everything's just kind of gearing up to then.
For sure. Talking with Michaela Coulihan, Michaela Clough. I caught myself again there. I promise. No offense, Jackson.
Over or under, five more times.
Yeah, at least four and a half more times. At least four and a half more times. I'm going to catch myself. Michaela Clough from Utah Royals FC here on ESPN 960. Keeping Up with the Cougars segment brought to you by Odeon Menswear, odeonmenswear.com. Kayla, you went away after your time at BYU, got drafted by Orlando, had a very, very good career over there, but kind of became a little bit of a different player while you were with the Pride for the last couple of seasons. You left here as a 10, as an attacking midfielder. You were scoring goals, assisting on goals, just scoring in buckets with Jen Rockwood's team down south at Provo. Now you're a little bit more of a well-rounded, kind of comprehensive midfielder. Can you describe for our listeners a little bit sort of your evolution the last couple of years and what kind of a player you are that might be different from what they might have seen when you were in high school at Davis or at BYU?
Yeah, for sure. So as you kind of alluded to, I was always a 10 or a very attacking player for my whole career up until playing in the NWSL, and always contributed a lot offensively, and the defensive side of my game was very little. I didn't have much of a role in that part of the game, but as I played in Orlando, I was needed in a different area on the field, and I needed to contribute in a different way to that team, and so I was kind of forced to learn how to play a different position and role. So I transitioned to more of a 6, a little bit of an 8 too, just 6, 8, or 10, anywhere in the midfield is kind of now where I feel comfortable, and I was able to develop the defensive presence of my game and just add to what I'm able to do on the offensive side of things too, and just kind of round out my game and become more versatile. And I feel like now at this point, I'm just an all-around midfielder, and I'm comfortable playing anywhere in the midfield. And I think that's just more beneficial as I can be used in a variety of ways.
For sure. I don't want to put too many words in the mouth of your head coach, Amy Rodriguez, or anybody at the Royals organization, but was that kind of part of the move of you coming in back to Utah from Orlando, was sort of that additional versatility of being able to play a variety of roles however A-Rod wants you to play, I guess, with this team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's been determined yet. We'll see come preseason what's most needed from me, but I do think that it's well known that I'm comfortable anywhere in the midfield and can contribute in whatever way I might be needed, whether it's different matchups, depending on who we play, or just different personnel that we have on our own
sure.
team and where I can be most beneficial to the team. So I think it's just good to have a variety of different assets to your game.
I don't know how much you've been able to talk with your head coach, with Amy Rodriguez. You got to know her, I think, a little bit in your time at BYU when you were with the Utah Royals reserves, and she was a star striker here with the Royals and everything. Have you had many conversations with her since getting back in market or over the phone, that kind of thing, just about sort of her plan for you and what she envisions, what she wants out of you? Anything you can shed a little bit of, just a tiny peak of light on for us?
Yeah, I mean, obviously she made me aware that I was someone they had their eyes on and they wanted to bring back home, knowing that I was from here and had a successful college career here. And so we've expressed how that feeling was mutual between the both of us, and how I am just super excited to be back in my home state and in front of this community, and to be able to play in front of people that I've played for my whole life. And I think that with the experience that I gained playing in Orlando, it was just a good opportunity to gain that before coming back here. And the timing worked out to have the Royals returning after I was able to gain some experience elsewhere. And now I'm able, my game's at a much higher place than it was before. And so now I'm just ready to kind of lead a team and have more of a presence
sure.
in the NWSL as well.
Representing the crest, representing the badge is such a big deal no matter what team you represent, whether it's at the youth level, college level, professionally, You've represented that Orlando Pride badge very well, I think, the last couple of years, and that community over there. It's a great fan base, a wonderful fan base. I've actually enjoyed all of my interactions with Orlando fans very, very well. And I think, like I said, you've done a great job of just representing that badge very well. But is there something a little extra, maybe a little bit more special, when you look and you see Utah on the crest, just because of your history? You're a Utah girl, you're Utah bred, like, you know, the state, your home state, your hometown, maybe means a little bit more. Does it mean maybe just give it a little bit extra feel, knowing that you're representing where you came from, I guess, now in the NWSL?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think that you can top the opportunity to be able to play in your hometown. Whereas I was born here, raised here, played all growing up, played at Davis High, like you mentioned, and then played at BYU, stayed close to home, and going to Orlando was the first time that I didn't play in this environment. So it's really exciting to have the chance to come back home. And like I said, when that was presented, I couldn't pass that opportunity up.
Talking with Michaela Clough here. There, I got it. I got it that time. Michaela Clough, former BYU women's soccer star, Davis High alum, former Orlando Pride midfielder, now the inaugural signing of the new Utah Royals FC relaunch that's becoming more and more real. But before you could star in the NWSL and have the career that you've had, you were starring at Southfield in Provo for Jen Rockwood's program at BYU. They just went on another big run that you're familiar with, going to the College Cup semifinals for the second time in program history. A lot of your friends, a lot of your former teammates were on that team, Kayla. What did you think of the season that some of your former teammates had in their first year in the Big 12, making it back to the College Cup for only the second time in program history? Did it get you a little bit juiced up, a little bit amped watching them do what they did?
Yeah, I was pumped for them. Obviously, it's a super exciting time. I don't know that many things can top playing in the College Cup, but, I mean, that game that they played in the Elite Eight against North Carolina and came back was pretty incredible. So I was super excited for them, and it was fun to see all the girls that I played with before and am friends with get the chance to return there. I was hoping that they would get revenge on Stanford for me, but It was just cool to see them make it back there, and it was fun to cheer them on.
I saw you at the football game right after the Royals announced your signing. They brought you out before the crowd during that Oklahoma game, I think it was, to kind of be recognized and be honored. And then you went over to Southfield with some friends and whatnot. Was part of your contract when you signed with the Royals, was part of it to make sure they got you to Utah in time for at least part of the postseason?
That wasn't specifically discussed, but it worked out good because I come home in the off season. So basically, as soon as my season ended in Orlando, I came home for a little bit, and then the trade ended up going through basically while I was home for a short period. And so then I quickly returned to Orlando to pack up my stuff and headed straight back home. So it worked out nice since I'm home and my family's all here that I can just be here in the off season anyways. And then getting traded here, I was just in market, so those things kind of aligned.
For sure. Talking with Michaela Clough, former BYU women's soccer star, former national champion at Davis High School as well, if you believe in such things, a former Orlando Pride midfielder in the NWSL, now coming home to play for Utah Royals FC here on Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. And Kayla, I wanted to get you on to catch up a little bit with you and where your career has gone since leaving Brigham and whatnot. But I also wanted a little bit of a two-edged sword, a little keeping up with the Cougars with the birthday boy. He recently celebrated a birthday, your husband Jackson, former BYU baseball player. Catch us up a little bit on his career. I lost track of him somewhere around AA Harrisburg, I think. So what's his career looking like, where he's at? What's he doing right now?
Yeah, so you're correct. He just finished up his season in AA, which is, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the AA affiliate for the Washington Nationals, and he will begin again. His spring training starts up at the end of February-ish. in West Palm Beach, and then he will get assigned to the affiliate again when the season starts in 2024, but he doesn't know for sure where he'll be sent for next season yet. The AAA team, which would obviously be the next step, is in Rochester, New York, and so that's probably the next step for him, but he'll find out come spring training.
For sure, for sure. Well, maybe we'll figure out a way to get him traded to the Angels organization so he can come play for Salt Lake.
We talk about that all too much.
There you go. I'm glad I'm not the only one thinking about it. As an athlete couple, Kayla, you and Jackson, how do you kind of navigate that a little bit? Because he's playing ball in Harrisburg and in the Atlantic, while you're playing in Central Florida, obviously with Orlando. Now you're in Utah, that kind of thing. You guys just during your seasons, which overlap a decent amount, you're not in the same city, often not in the same state. How do you kind of navigate that for your relationship? I got to imagine that's pretty tough, right?
Yeah, for sure. It keeps things interesting. We always say that we keep all the airlines in business because we pretty much fund all of them single-handedly. But it's hard because his schedule is really crazy. He the minor leagues play Tuesday through Sunday every week. They only have one day off, and so it's really difficult for him to ever have the ability to come visit me wherever I may be. But I play quite a bit in the Northeast as well with Gotham, D.C., those teams up there. So I'm able to see him quite a bit after I play in the Northeast, or I'm given more time off than he is. My schedule's really random, but we'll occasionally get 2 days off here or there a couple times a month or once a month. So during those times, I fly to wherever he is, and we meet up for a little bit before I have to head back. But, yeah, we spend a lot of money on hotels and airplane tickets.
It's a good thing both of you are living that professional athlete life, I guess. But when you're chasing dreams, sometimes you gotta chase them across the country, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Mikayla Coulihan, now Mikayla Clough, former BYU women's soccer star. For those who really know, former Davis High star. You'll always be a dart in my mind, Kayla. Now with Utah Royals FC, playing a variety of midfield positions there for head coach Amy Rodriguez and that side as they make their return to the NWSL in 2024. Preseason starts January 22nd. The regular season will start March 16th as well. You can get season tickets right now at utahroyals.com. I'll get you out of here on this, Kayla. If you had I'd like to give you guys just sort of a chance to address the fans, if you will. If you had just a couple of moments, a minute or two, to just say something to the Royals fan base, to the group that's embraced you, I think, pretty well in coming home, to give them just one message, tell them one thing that you want them to know for this upcoming season. Anything you'd like to tell them?
Yeah, I think that everyone that's coming to Utah to play is just super excited because of what was formerly here before the Royals went to Kansas City, and everyone was so aware of the environment, the crowd that was attracted to the games here, and just everything about playing in Utah has so much to live up to. And so I want everyone that is a fan of the Royals, or maybe not quite yet fully invested but interested, to definitely just come out from the very beginning of the season, come support us and check it out, and I can guarantee they won't be let down. And we're just super excited to play in front of such an exciting fan base and supportive community. And so I, being from here as well, couldn't be more excited to see familiar faces and just play in front of a big hometown crowd. And I think that they should be really excited for what we have going here, because I think there's going to be big things. And I think Amy Rodriguez is just as exciting as you can imagine, and big things will be happening under her. And so I just hope that everyone around in Utah that's a soccer fan, or like I said, interested in it, will get themselves out to a game to experience it here.
For sure, for sure. Well, I think you're going to have plenty of fans there. The first Royals iteration drew plenty of fans. I think your personal fan base might double that that group. And I got a feeling the front row of the Kayla Coulihan section is going to be our mutual friend Sully cheering you on loud and proud as well.
I hope so.
Now former Davis High girls soccer coach Sully Fongsavath, he's got a little bit of time on his hands. I don't know if you've heard. Recently retired as a high school coach.
Yeah, I have. He better be at games now.
That's right. He's got no excuse anymore. We're calling you out, Sully. We're calling you out.
Yep, no excuses.
Kayla, thanks so much for joining us here on Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Michaela Coulihan-Clough, former BYU women's soccer star, now the inaugural member of the Utah Royals FC, beginning play in the NWSL in 2024. Preseason starts January 22nd. Season starts March 16th. You can go get season tickets at utahroyals.com, available now. Keeping Up with the Cougars is always brought to you by Odeon Menswear, odeonmenswear.com. Well, right now, Odeon wants to give away a bundle to listeners of ESPN 960. You can get full details over at ESPN960Sports.com. Additional bonus entries also available on social media at ESPN 960 Sports on X and on Instagram. Suit up for the holidays with Odeon Menswear. Four locations up in the Wasatch Front, including our favorite on University Parkway in Orem, and at odeonmenswear.com. That's odeonmenswear.com. Check out that giveaway available at ESPN960Sports.com as well. We'll take a break and come back on the other side for a Cougar beat here on ESPN960 and ESPN960Sports.com.